Trouble for Virginia True Corporation began last year when more than 13 acres were clear-cut on the environmentally sensitive Fones Cliffs without proper permits or erosion, sediment, and stormwater controls. Then came heavy rains and erosion into the river. It was the worst fear for conservationists who said exactly that would happen as plans move forward to construct a 964-acre golf course resort and development overlooking the Rappahannock River. The spot is a favorite of hundreds of bald eagles and for watermen who fish in the river, and a historic area for the Rappahannock tribe. Jeff Howeth, an engineer who took over as manager of the development, said he was surprised at the referral as he's been working closely with DEQ officials.
All of the rainfall certainly has not been anything short of a challenge to try to keep up with all the things that are going on out there. But we sit down with DEQ folks and we look at things on a pretty regular basis. I turn in a weekly engineer's report with 30, 40 photographs.
A spokesperson for DEQ said recent history and ongoing issues that have been identified by DEQ staff contributed to the decision to ask the AG's office on how best to proceed. From Warsaw, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.